Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We have an interesting variable show, I guess one could say. A lot of different things going on. And after the election, I think, how do I word this? And Larry, are you on with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why don't we start with this election madness? I don't know any other way to describe it. I can't imagine why people who can hardly pay any of their bills, most of them cannot afford Obamacare. The Democrats openly said they want totally open borders, which destroys a nation, like Donald Trump said, and he's absolutely right. If you don't have a border, you don't have a nation, which is what the communists absolutely want, and that's what we watched. We watched the American people basically elect the communists to the House. Nancy Pelosi, the rest of them threatened to, they were going to come after Trump, Kavanaugh, and do as much damage and destruction as they could, and yet the American people, or a good share of them anyway, elected communists. Now, these very same people who elected these probably have sons and daughters they sent off to war to fight communism, and yet they vote communists into power. There's something wrong with this whole picture. I don't understand it other than the mystery of iniquity. That's the only explanation I can come up with, that the Lord has targeted this nation for total destruction and annihilation. I want to get into that. I'm going to read some of the prophecies against America. What's your take on what happened?
Well, my take on what happened is it reminded me so much of Alice in Wonderland movie some time back. You know, that's what it reminded me of, Alice in Wonderland. If you've ever watched that, you know, go down the rabbit hole and find that place where nobody knows.
Yes.
You know, and that and Alice in Wonderland, everything they do is stupid. So, you know, I have to do this fallback on Barry Rothman's Torah code. The stupidity virus, America caught it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. Why would you vote for your own destruction?
Yeah, even
now
Putin
we are in a situation where the fights that have been going on are even going to get far, far worse. Like this hearing, or I don't know what you call them, press conference that Trump had, where you got this CNN guy. If I was the president of the United States, he'd never be attending any of my press conferences. He's rude. He's inconsiderate. He has no respect. He needs to be thrown out on his ear. And he wouldn't be coming back unless he issued an apology and it was backed up by the chairman of the board of CNN. Or he would never see the inside of the White House ever again. And I was amazed, really, that Trump did not jump and holler for security to throw the guy out when he refused to give the microphone to this poor woman who Trump told her to go get it, and yet he didn't do anything. What's your take on that? I just thought that was kind of odd myself. Is this what we're going to be seeing from now on, this kind of behavior?
Well, I think that's where this has all been going for some time now. I have to say, it doesn't appear to me that Trump really cares. You know, it's almost like he's got his mind really on something else that's going on that we know nothing about. And as a matter of fact, Hal Turner put up a post today. He said, if you knew what I would do, knew, it'd scare you to death. And he was really telling people to get their medications and get ready because something's about to happen. That's information he's gleaning, but he can't print it. So there you are, Stuart. I'll tell you what, so much comes back to my mind when I hear that over and over again. We would have healed Babylon, but we would not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she won't be healed. The American people have been given chance after chance after chance. They've refused it. Now they have to die the death. And it doesn't bother me that people perish. What bothers me is what happens to them after they perish. And especially the apostate Christians who have absolutely no clue as to what's really going on. They have no clue about salvation. They have no clue about repentance and what it is. They don't have a clue at all about what's going on. They're embracing all these false prophets. They're embracing dominionism. We're going to take America back. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Well, you may try it, but it, you know what was interesting, Larry? That is actually in the ne'er-do-well erstwhile Noahs, that Indian shaman woman. She made mention of the fact that the church was going to come back into the political realm and raise havoc. Huh. And the government was going to get really upset about it and was going to do some dastardly deeds to the Christians. So I think that's what kind of we're watching. She has been so uncannily accurate and openly admit she's Antichrist. And so that makes you kind of wonder, well, okay, maybe the Lord gave her all this information to show us what Antichrist is about, what he thinks about the arrival, and it's fascinating what she has to say about the so-called aliens and the UFOs and the arrival. I mean, she openly discusses how Antichrist she is and they are. It's just fascinating. But what do you think? Now, I know Hal Turner can't reveal stuff. Even Donald Trump the other day said, well, I tell the truth when I can. And I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting remark coming from the President of the United States. But obviously what he's telling us is, look, number one, I can't reveal state secrets. Number two, I'm probably being told what I can say and what I can't. And, yeah, you're not going to get the truth. We have contradictory reports now about the border situation. I want to get into that. But there's all kinds of weird stuff going on, and truth and what's really happening don't appear to be on the surface now. They appear to be in the background. I wonder what Hal Turner knows. Maybe we should jump into a little bit of that because of what's going on along the border. And it's kind of strange to me. Because we're getting different reports about whether the military is actually going down there or you know, we're being shown all these videos of all this equipment. Some of those videos, I've seen them before. I think I saw some of them last year. So I think they're putting together a whole bunch of stuff about a lot of stuff being shipped. Some of it's probably absolutely real. We have that situation in Venezuela. And I do remember that Donald Trump made mention of the fact he might have to invade there on a humanitarian basis, which is, of course, UN lingo. That's what they say. Well, we can come into the United States and take over for humanitarian reasons. Folks, you need to understand who the United Nations is. I want to read something here. It's very short. I wasn't aware of it. On this day, November 7th, scroll down a little bit, Lenin seizes power in Russia. It's the 6th and the 7th. Vladimir Lenin and the Bolshevik forces began to seize power of the Russian state with an armed insurrection on November 6th and 7th, according to the Gregorian calendar. Isn't that remarkable? Here we have an election on the same days here in the United States, which is essentially going to allow the Bolsheviks, the communists, to take over. I just find that kind of incredible, because communists took the House. And a lot of people said, well, you know, what's that? That doesn't give them any power. Oh, yes, it does, folks. It gives them more power than you would ever believe. You know, when you're going to overthrow a nation, you set people against people. That's what they've done. That's why I said in the very beginning, the American people have nailed their own coffin shut and don't even know it. And like I said in the beginning, I just don't understand this, Larry. How did they vote for this? Are they listening to CNN, MSNBC, and the communist arm of the media, which now encompasses just about all of them, I guess? Are the American people that naive? Are they that gullible?
Well, I did see a report today where Ted Nugent, I guess he's a citizen of Michigan, rebuked pretty much the other citizens of Michigan for voting in the communists, and told them that you have no idea what you've done, and he said, and you can't take it back. And there are reports, I'm getting here and there, of people around the country that's going to begin to move to certain states because they know that's the only safety they have, is to not be in these communist states. And we know where they are. You and I both know where the communist sanctuaries are.
Well, unfortunately, they're in a lot of different places. Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
you even lost your governor there, Stuart, in Wisconsin, and they voted in a Democrat, of all things, which the Democrats are literally bringing nothing but socialist communism. That's it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like we've warned people, they send their children to these, even now, grade schools, high schools, universities, colleges, that are infiltrated by communists. The United Nations has been infiltrating the United States for years under Agenda 21. And they're doing a good job of it. You got to give credit where credit's due. And they have done their job. They have done their homework. They have infiltrated, and now they are about to betray the American people. And I wonder if that has something to do with what Hal Turner is talking about. If he's saying that we better stock up on medicines and whatever else you need, which Larry and I have been telling people, how many years, Larry, have we been warning people, at least get some staples put aside so you can survive, you know. But some have, but a lot of them haven't. I can't say the name, but I remember a guy who went to his neighbor. He had stocked up very well, and he went to his neighbor and told him to stock up, and his neighbor looked at him and said, well, why should I stock up? I'll just come get what you've got. And I don't know what the reply was, but this is what a lot of people are going to face. The American people have very little character left. They just don't. And it's not going to be like it was during the Great Depression, when a person would knock on your door and say, can I work a day for food? And would not be violent if you said no. We don't have any enough food here or whatever, they just walk on. Not today. They'll shoot you and take your food. This is what we're dealing with. The U.S. military ran some very, very interesting things about fallen humanity. And if you don't get a community together that work together, and I'm not saying they don't, because there are a lot of communities that will, but there's a lot of people out there that will not. And unfortunately, it's worse than it ever has been. Remember what the Bible says. Evil people wax worse and worse. We're not looking at some grand revival here. We're looking at a situation that's going to wax worse and worse. And I'm afraid for people because they just won't listen to any of it. What's your comment on that part of it, Larry? I'm very concerned about what's coming and how bad it's really going to get.
Yeah, what bothers me more than anything, Stuart, is hearing some of these, if you will, Christian, so-called Christian men that say that they just simply wouldn't defend their homes or their wife or their children, or they wouldn't defend their families at all. And, you know, they're sooner or later going to have to eat those words or go down. And there's a lot of people out there right now that'll come and take what they've got. And I'll tell you, there's been some warnings out. Bobby Akert, you know, and Goodwin, and some of them have been writing some warning novels for a number of years now. And they're the best I've ever read, talking about how about 13 seconds does it take for your neighbors to become vile and desire to kill you and take what you got. It's everywhere. And you know how it is, Stuart. You ever go to a Walmart recently and walk around in it and see how many people glare at you and look at you with evil eyes and intent? It's easy. You see it in their faces. It's that bad now. And I'll tell you what, you know, after having that experience that I had recently, that dream, you know,
yes.
the whole church in America, if you will, all the people that call themselves the church, you know, they all think they're fixing to escape everything. They're not going to be held accountable for nothing. And I'm thinking to myself, what does the words Jesus says when he says, you know, you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say. You know what happens to those, Stuart, and they're not going to get to go where everybody thinks everybody's going to go.
Well, that's the whole problem, and there's going to be some really big, big surprises when it comes to that. And his comment, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say, should ring in everybody's ears, you know? I mean, he's telling you, look, he even mentions it in Matthew chapter 7. He says, if you hear these words of mine and you don't do them, you're a very foolish person. But if you do them, then you'll be fine. These words have all been redacted, actually, in modern Christian theology anyway. It doesn't even bounce off their brain at all. There's nothing you can do about it. Except, you know, I was going to talk about this thing that the military ran. Folks, this is very serious business. Military ran some experiments. I don't know how they got the people to do it. Maybe it was their own people. But what they did was they got some volunteers, and they starved them. No food. And they had water, but no food. At the end of about 10 days, they were animals. They would kill you for a bite to eat. Then they ran just water, no water. At the end of about 3 days, they would kill you for a glass of water. This is fallen humanity. This is what happens. It's not pleasant. When you buy food, you should buy some for your neighbors and stock it somewhere else, not around your house and whatever, but it's going to get real, real bad. And unfortunately, when you have a nation like we have, it's totally materialistic. Larry's been a detective for years. He's seen the bad side of humanity. Would you care to comment on that part of it, Larry, some of the stuff you've seen?
Oh, my. Yeah, I've seen people killed and for absolutely nothing other than somebody wanted what they was carrying in their pocket. Humanity has evil intent so easily and quickly, it would literally scare you to death. It's shocking what people will do to people for almost no provocation. So can you imagine when, like you said, people are starving for water and people are starving for food and you've got some, and they have none, do you really think they're just going to stay in that house where there's nothing available to them, and they know you sitting a little down the road have got what they need now? They're going to come after it. And, you know, if you cannot, push yourself to protect your family, then the only thing you and your family can do would be to abandon ship and go starve yourself and let them have it. I mean, I don't know. There's no, you know, excuse for not taking care of your families. But anyway, we're in such a nation,
yep.
Stuart, today in this nation, there is absolutely, we're so politically correct, we can't even act smart.
I know. It's just, I worded it the other day and I was thinking about it. What we're witnessing in America is a very sad comedy. When you look at it, it's almost humorous, and yet it is so very, very sad at the same time. You can't imagine people acting the way they act anymore. I don't even understand it, other than the mystery of iniquity. And I've always thought that the tribulation period was God's way of showing humanity the evil that they are. Jeremiah says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Yeah, it's exactly right. So I guess one can't expect anything different. I mean, the heart is desperately wicked. Okay, I want to get into this border thing here. Walls keep people out, but they also keep people in. Razor wire keeps people out, but it also keeps people in. Military forces and National Guard troops on the border can keep people out, but they can also keep people in. So beware and be cautious and be vigilant. The reason I say that is because I think the militia is being set up, and I'd sure like your comment on this, Larry. We got all these militia people. First, it's 200. I believe it's going to be a whole lot more that are going down to the border, and I haven't heard a word. It's like it's silence is golden, and they're not seeing anything. But let's run this scenario. So the militia goes down along the border. The Department of Defense issued Homeland Security issued a warning about these militia people might steal National Guard armaments, which is ridiculous, of course. They wouldn't. They got their own arms. They got their own ammunition. But let's say they get into a skirmish with illegals crossing the border, some of which are armed. What then does our military, if they are down there, do to the militias that are there? What do you think would happen? I mean, this thing could escalate into something really, really nasty real quick.
Well, it could. It depends on the orders, you know, at the moment, we don't even know what the militia, or rather the army is to do with the caravans. You know, are the intruders, are those that are coming across the border? We really don't know. You know, like you said, we don't know a lot. There's reports of a lot of, you know, troop movements and military movements, you know, train loads of tanks, and you've seen them. We watched one the other day. A lot of stuff moving. Now, we don't know where it's going at all. We don't have a clue whether it's going to Galveston to get on a ship or whether it's maybe going south and wind up in Southern California somewhere, I think where some of your folks are, San Diego.
Yes.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yep, San Diego.
You know,
yep.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't have a clue, and there's just simply no answers.
Well, it just seems odd to me that we need those kind of armaments to stop illegals, even if they're armed. You don't need 100 Abram tanks to take care of that. and you don't need 1,000 armament vehicles or whatever they call those things. Hardened Humvees, all these kind of weapons appear to be going down to the southern border. What bothers me also about all of this, it's especially with what Turner had to say, get ready, something's coming, is the UN movements of armament vehicles all over the country. We had Agenda 21 that's still in force effect. That's been in effect for years, and they have silently infiltrated most communities now, and they're very slowly taking over. And remember, who was it? Can't think of his name. Henry Kissinger, who said that the American people would be just pleased as punch. I'm just paraphrasing it. That's not the word he used. To have UN troops patrolling their cities. This is what this is coming down to. This is a UN communist takeover. And there's only a very few pundits on the talking heads that will actually call it what it is. For some reason, they don't want to talk about that, but it doesn't change the truth of it. Daniel's fourth beast power is the United Nations. It's clear as a bell that's who they are. And they take over. What they do is they usurp the sovereignties of the nations. The nations remain. But they usurp the sovereignties, and they take it over that way by treaty. And this is what's happened. And Agenda 21, 30, and all those, basically those are treaties. And our Congress has silently just signed on to these things. That's why the Pope and Obama shook hands on 9/23 at 9:23 in the morning. What did they do right after that? They go up to the United Nations. And they talk about Agenda 21, 30, 50. So there you got it. And for whatever reason, the people can't see it. Jeremiah, this is what I wanted to read. Jeremiah, part of this, says that the Lord's people are rounded up. My people has been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them onto the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them devoured them. And their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Now, this is not only a war against Israel and what's going on over there. This is a war against Christians. And I just wanted to read this. I like your comment too, Larry, on this. Remember Jade Helm was for the American citizens to be rounded up, was not illegals. Walmart stores that were closed and converted into collection centers or who knows what else are connected directly to the Jade Helm exercises. With their secret underground tunnels, who go, we don't know. We know they go across the country. Truckers have gone into these underground tunnels, and they've driven for 1,000 miles in these underground, and we know they have underground anti-gravity, or I guess you could call them electromagnetic trains. They go over 1,000 miles an hour. This is all going on underground, probably all around the world, and you know, that once one nation gets it, the others do too. And remember that roundups of people, first is this group. Well, we gotta take care of this group. They're really bad people. Then we gotta take care of this other group. Then we gotta take care of this other group. And Hitler was very, very successful at it. Now, his primary target were Christians and Jews. I don't think that's changed much. I think that's the real target here. And what's going to happen, I believe, and I'd like Larry's opinion on it, you've got to remember the Masonic motto, order out of chaos. Well, in order to have a new order arrive, you have to have the destruction of the old world order. That's chaos. Now, I don't know if that includes revolution, war, economic collapse, or whatever, but they got to have total chaos so that, like Henry Kissinger said, the American people will be happy to have the United Nations patrolling all of their streets, rounding up the evil people, getting rid of all of this stuff. And don't forget, why did Homeland Security order thousands upon thousands of AK-47 type weapons with millions of rounds of hollow point ammunition? Now, the military cannot use hollow point ammunition because hollow point ammunition rips apart the body and it's meant for killing people. It was totally outlawed by the Geneva Convention, but it's obviously okay for our alphabet agencies to use it against who? Who are they? What is they using this against? Well, I think the answer is very obvious. Why have almost all the alphabet agencies been armed? Why has not NDAA ever been recalled? Why are the FEMA camps still in operation? Why have none of these things that are the utmost danger to the American people still there? And nobody's done anything to prevent it or cancel it or decommission it, whatever you want to use for a word. And why is it that only Donald Trump people have been arrested? Now, I hear from QAnon and all these other, and I think they're fake. I think they're all fake for the most part. Why do we keep hearing, and I've been hearing it now for, like Larry almost said, two years now, we're going to go out and we're going to arrest all these deep state people. That's been going on now for a long, long time. Not one of them has been arrested. Nobody's going to prison. George Soros is still out committing high treason against the American people. Nothing's being done about that. Why not? So it's going to be very, very interesting what this shakeup in Washington, the getting rid of Sessions, who did absolutely nothing, we'll find out, I believe, in the next month or so, whether a lot of things are going to start to happen. But remember what your Bible says. Go to Psalm 2, the redacted psalm that doesn't exist. Read it, memorize it, and stick with it. That's God's word. He's warning the American people. He even tells you in Psalm 2 who they are. You can go into other parts of the scriptures, and you'll get verification as to who they are. It's the rich men of the earth, folks. They're behind this whole thing. It's mystery of the Bible. And mystery encompasses a whole lot of different organizations. The Roman Catholic Church, the Jesuit Pope. The mystery was infiltrated the Catholic Church, compromised it. On and on and on it goes. It doesn't really matter who is behind it, really. What matters is when you're in a prison camp and you're being executed, does it matter who put you there? It only matters that you're being executed. That's why we need to have Jesus Christ, and we need to have him, we need to be under his wings. Remember what he said to Jerusalem? Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, I would have taken you as chicks under my wing. I'm paraphrasing him. And I would have healed you. I would have protected you, but you would not. America's no different. He's saying to the American people, come under my wings. I will protect you. And what have the American people done? No, we will not. We will not. Lord says, seek ye the old ways. And the people say, we will not. Well, okay. If the American people will not, I don't know how they think for an instant they're going to not be totally and severely judged by the Lord who paid for humanity with his own blood through torture. And we think we're just going to escape? That's insanity. That's total insanity. I wrote a blog the other day. It's called Salvation and Prophecy. Why redact one but not the other? Why do we quote the prophecies of Jesus Christ freely, but we refuse what Jesus Christ said about salvation? Why do we do that? Well, I'll tell you why. There's a satanic spirit in the world. If anybody listening who hasn't really paid much attention to any of this would pick up their Bible and tell their family, I am going to really study this book, and I don't want to be bothered while I'm doing it, all hell will break loose. For years, I've called it negative confirmation. When anybody gets really serious about that book, all hell breaks loose. Now, if you have a brother or a sister, and they were going to be in law school, the whole family, oh, look at John. He's going to be a lawyer. And they brag it up. Oh, look at Betty. She's going to a school to become a doctor. Isn't that wonderful? And here we have poor little Sam, who says, I think I'm going to really study the Bible. I'm going to put as much work into studying the scriptures as the person who studies to be a lawyer or the person who studies to be a doctor. What do you think is going to happen to that person? I'll tell you what's going to happen. All hell is going to break loose on that individual. Why? Because there's a spirit in this world that hates the Bible and hates Jesus Christ with a passion you cannot even imagine. And if you think he doesn't have the whole Christian church, or basically the whole Christian church, under his grips, you're wrong. All you got to do is read Matthew chapter 7. And most people will tell you, well, that doesn't apply anymore. We don't have to. That's all written for the Jews. Anybody that tells you that is an absolute liar. And they're very deceived. Everything that Jesus Christ told you is for your benefit. And like he said, if you hear my words and you do not do them, you are a very foolish person. And when the judgment comes, you're going to fall. You're going to fall. These are hard words. Even the disciples that followed Jesus turned on them and said, are you too going to go away? Are you too not going to follow any further? Well, these are hard sayings. Well, yeah, they are. They are. And if you think punishment is not coming to America, you're wrong. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't think Larry knows how long it's going to take. But I think we're already seeing those judgments. I think all the hurricanes we've had are little taps on the shoulder of America. Hey, hey, wake up. Wake up. We don't want to wake up. We're comatose. We're totally ignorant. We're going to be judged, folks. We are really going to be judged. And I think what's happening right now is I think a trap's being set. I pray not. I hope not. But it just doesn't look right. There's something wrong with this whole thing. There's something not right. And I can feel it in my spirit. And I know a lot of other people that can feel it in their spirit. There's something going on behind the scenes we don't know about. But when it becomes openly to our face, that is when the shocker is going to occur. What do you think, Larry? I mean, I just think this is a trap.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me a little bit of Red Elk. You know, a lot of people hated Red Elk, and they didn't even like you talking to him or interviewing him or even remind you.
It's so strange. For that.
Yeah, they go, you know, I lost friends because I wouldn't reject Red Elk publicly. And isn't it interesting that none of those people probably knew that Red Elk actually went to a seminary and actually had to leave the seminary to find Jesus.
Well, you know, Jesus was crucified outside the camp. Folks, if you want to really find the whole truth, you're not going to find it within the camp. You're going to find it outside the camp. And that's basically what Red Hook was talking about. It was really amazing, I thought. When I interviewed him, he's a very, very interesting character. Basically what he told me, he said he'd gone to seminary and he'd listened to all the stuff that they did. He says, I just can't agree with them. I think they're wrong. And he's right. They are wrong. The seminaries of America have been infiltrated, just like the protocol said they were going to do. We have to infiltrate the pulpits, and we have to water down the gospel of Christ and make it of non-effect. People don't realize that Satan hates the human race. He hates them with a passion you cannot begin to believe. It's a spite thing. I don't want to get into the theology or the prophecies or the ancient stuff that went on, but basically, I guess one could say, how do I word this? His world was taken away from him and given to the human race. Well, that'd be like having somebody come throw you out of your house and give it to somebody else. You'd probably be upset. And Satan was a little more than just upset. And anyway, it goes on and on and on when it comes to that. It's kind of interesting, the history of things before Adam and Eve and how all that ties together. What else do we have? You got a thing from on Bible codes from Barry. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I do. And matter of fact, I got an email from him today. He's got a couple of new ones that he hadn't posted yet, but he'll let me know as soon as he gets them up. He thanked me. I had sent him a new report out of England about water on Mars, and not only water, but big bodies of water in ancient times and running water. And anyway, he's doing some new stuff on that too, but he's got a brand new Torah code that I posted the other day. It's titled, and of course you know that, you know, Trump is our nationalist president, and the communists and the left, you know, and even a lot of Republicans want you to think that means that he's an evil white guy. That's what nationalists mean.
I know.
You know, but and I suppose most of America maybe believes that. You know, America's not smart anymore. They don't even have a reason to be smart, because you're not popular if you're smart. And this new one, this new one is Don Lemon, White Man Terror. And what, you know, actually on that Don Lemon news program, you know, they came out and said that that white men were to be feared as terrorists. And Barry Ruffman ran a Torah code on it and actually came up with, this is the wording. Number one, Don Lemon. Number two, those evil men. Number three, hate. Number four, white. Number five, terror. And when he checked a little closer, he found the word Russian even in that. So, Stuart, my question to you, do you possibly think the Russians are dividing Americans by utilizing the media and the left to promote white men as evil?
Oh, yes. There's no question that almost all the mainstream media, and I include Fox News, has been busy for a number of years promoting racial strife and racial division. They're very, very clever how they do it, but they've been doing it for a long time, and this is going to erupt into, well, remember what the Lord said, nation against nation. Well, if you look up the word nation, it means ethnic group against ethnic group, race war. Well, I think you can extend that to political war. You can extend it to religious war. You can extend it into all kinds of different areas, but it really means divide and conquer. This is what the communists are so good at. Split people up, get them fighting amongst each other, start a revolution, and then when that goes, you declare martial law, you take over, and you never give the freedoms back, and you have won that nation, and that's where we're at. We are at the beginning of the end. for the United States of America. And if you go into the book of Revelation and you look at Babylon and what happens, what's interesting is that it says that the 10 kings in Revelation were given power for 1 hour with the beast. Well, the 1 hour of the beast is actually 3.5 years. So I've always wondered, is it going to take 3.5 years to bring the United States down to total destruction? And remember what Obama said, you know, I mean, we got the Kenyan prophecy. I think, personally, I think he's coming back. As I've said before, though, is Donald Trump, or was Obama John the Baptist for Donald Trump, or is Donald Trump John the Baptist for Obama? Or maybe somebody else. Maybe it's somebody we haven't even thought of yet. But there is something going on, and didn't Trump mention the Game of Thrones just the other day, Larry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He actually, what he tweeted was, and he did it in the Game of Thrones style, was that sanctions are coming. And what he was referring to was November the 5th when the Iranian sanctions would kick in. And, wow, you know, how evil he was to do that, copy the Game of Thrones in something and point at Iran and et cetera. You know, I mean, it's just, it's insane how everything he does, no matter the reason, is bad. I've never seen a country that can't read the lines. They can't even read the lines that are black and white. They can't read them. And, I'll tell you what, Stuart, I don't know. If we have an EMP, Stuart, well, you can just forget about your neighbor because you'll probably never hear from them again. They don't even know how to go next door.
Something has really gone wrong. Of course, we do have a lot of very intelligent people who are really following what's going on. They're getting frightened by it. You know, the calls come in and what's really happening, and honestly, I don't think we can tell everybody exactly what's happening. We don't know, but here's a headline, and I want your comment, Larry. Has the Pentagon been compromised? Oh, that's an interesting question. Controlled by the globalists, no longer loyal to the President Trump and to America. Now, I want to read part of this because I read this overseas. Once again, A&P readers, we're all over this story in our comment section before we even had the opportunity to write one about it. The level of treachery we are now witnessing in America may stretch directly to the United States military and Pentagon and gives us more proof that America still has enemies within, and a full-scale purge and house cleaning by Trump of the U.S. military deep state may be way overdue. Then they said on, the story titled U.S. Military Refuses Trump Order to Build Migrant Camp at the Southern Border. And so we asked, was this fake news? And if it is true, does it offer us proof of treason and or seditious behavior within the U.S. military? Hunting backwards, the article says, we found that Sky News had also put out a similar report, and then came the kickers, the story over at The Hill, titled Pentagon Declared White House Request for Troops, or declined rather, White House Request for Troops to Build Border Detention Facilities, and even one from CNN a few days ago, which itself flaunts the military rejecting President Trump. And while some might argue that one such situation does not a pattern make, as we see detailed in the story, ever since Trump took over the presidency, there have been alleged incidents of people who should be following the commander-in-chief orders instead of telling us why they wouldn't. And you remember there was a general who said he wouldn't, if he was given orders he didn't agree with, he wasn't going to do it. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember who it was. Big general. Do you remember who it was, Larry?
Not off the top of my head. It was, you got to remember, though, Stuart, during the 8 years of Obama, he infiltrated the Pentagon and the military with a lot
yes.
of Muslim Brotherhood and Muslims.
Yeah, yeah. So who knows? But it is something to worry about, really, because if Trump gave orders and they won't do it, citing this reason or that reason, then you really have a problem. Maybe that's what Al Turner's talking about. Who knows? We don't know what he knows. But to be telling people that you better be ready anytime, I agree with that, because of here we are in November. The timelines are running out rapidly for 2018. And I just feel that a lot of this stuff has to go down very quickly. And if it doesn't, it may not go down for years. We may be just jumping the gun. But everything kind of points to it. I mean, we have had sign after sign after sign in the heavens, and the heavens are the Lord's time clock, and we've had sign after sign after sign in Israel, which is the earth time clock. We have to be there. Closer signs don't mean anything. How can you have signs mean anything if it's delayed another 20 years? By that time, you've already forgotten what the signs were. So they didn't mean anything. And Jesus was the one who told us to watch for the signs. So I can't imagine that all of these lunar tetrads, solar eclipses, blood red moons, all of this stuff doesn't mean anything. It has to, in my mind, anyway. Earth changes. Huge cracks in a road in India causes panic among the residents. Officials deny that it's an earthquake fault. But if you look at the pictures, they speak for themselves. What do you think's going on over there? Is this part of Earth expansion? I mean, we've got rifts everywhere now developing.
Well, you know, we say over there, but it's all around the world. It's everywhere. It's out, you know... It's all over the place, Stuart. And have you noticed that mainstream media doesn't focus anymore on storms or earthquakes or volcanoes hardly or really anything? It's of no interest anymore.
That's because they don't want the people to know what's really going on. Gotta be. Turner has this interesting one. New Democrat judiciary plan. Go all in on new Russia collusion investigation, impeach Trump, impeach Kavanaugh. This is civil war.
Well, we said it was going to get there. I don't guess we're going to have to wait much longer.
Yeah, they've said pretty much they don't even want to wait, right? They're going to set
right.
the groundwork already.
Yeah,
right?
They're already active at it.
Oh. What else you got that you want to mention before we close? We got about 8 minutes.
Well, what's interesting, too, is we can't even get the truth, about the Putin-Trump meeting in Paris, France. There's YNET News, I posted it today, indicating out of Israel that Putin and Trump are meeting, and the Kremlin has backed it up and said it's going to happen. And, all the reports in America says, no, it's not going to happen. And then again, here's another one. I'd like your opinion on this, Stuart. DEPCA file.
Yeah.
U.S. urges Russia to allow resumed Israeli airstrikes in Syria. Well, Stuart, we didn't know that Russia had stopped Israel from making airstrikes in Syria, but I suppose maybe they have. And why are we in the U.S. begging Russia to allow Israel to strike its enemies? Stuart, this planet's turned upside down.
Yeah, I think what Putin has told Israel, you hit one of our S-300s or anything, or one of our troops, it's war. They're playing with the wrong guy when they're playing with Putin. He's probably the world's leading chess player. And the American people are being told he's kind of stupid and, he's a belligerent jerk and all that. Well, all you got to do is watch what Putin does and how he is aced America and haste Israel, I don't know how many times, and we still don't get it. And of course, the Bible's very, very clear that it's Russia and Turkey and all those allies that come down upon Israel. And it's amazing to me that Putin is right now basically encircling Israel. I mean, he's got bases here, he's got bases there, he's got airports here, he's got airports there, he's got ships right next door. It's like he's getting ready to pull this thing.
I was just going to mention, Stuart, he's not only circling Israel, he's also encircling America.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got bases. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say he's got, they're even thinking about putting a Russian base in Cuba now. And matter of fact, that's one thing Hal Turner said. He said, we're, according to his sources that he cannot expose, that we're right now in a crisis greater than the Cuban Missile Crisis years ago, that we're already there and the American people don't have a clue and they have not been told.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I know there were truckers who went down into Mexico, and they said 3, 4, 5, 10 miles south of the border, they ran into a Chinese military base. But they were all dressed in Mexican military uniforms to cover who they really are. And we have all these Muslim, I don't know if you want to call them ISIS or who you want to call them, Hamas, whatever, training camps right here in America. 35 or 36 of them? Training camps for terrorists. They're still operating. FBI knows about it. They're not doing anything about it. We're being set up, folks. And when it comes down, I think it's going to just come down very quickly and very suddenly. And it's going to catch the people totally by surprise. Anyways, yeah, you've been getting different reports because I know over here they were saying it was all canceled, that Putin and Trump weren't going to meet. Actually, I think they probably talked to each other over the phone probably very regularly anyway. So I suppose in some ways it doesn't matter, but it's kind of interesting publicly. Anyway, I wanted to read a reply, and this basically goes for you too, Larry. Thank you, Stuart. Your continued ministry is a blessing. I wish many would read Dark Light. It's an absolute eye-opener. For me personally, I'm on my second time reading it. I have read and reread all of your books and pretty much anything or everything you produce. I want the truth, and God led me to you so that you could lead me to him. You have nothing to gain and want to save others. You want others to find the truth. You offer it free of charge. Do the many not realize, not care, just blatantly refuse it? I don't know, but you are one voice of the truth, and I thank you. Thank the Lord repeatedly for you. We get a lot of comments, Larry, about the shows we do together. People really do, I guess, appreciate it. You know, unfortunately, it's just not a lot of support, and because of that, I actually had to file bankruptcy here in the summertime, and, you know, it's one of those deals. You're just hanging on by the skin of your teeth. I know you're hanging on by the skin of your teeth, and it's just the way it is, but we're going to keep going as long as the Lord supports it, and I just hope people will really, really dig in and really study this stuff out. Unfortunately, most people won't, but I would pray that they will. And if you want a link to the Dark Light series or The Mystery of Christ, just send us an email at enigma@trueinsight.com, and we'll send you the link and the PDF for them both. And free, not going to charge you anything for it. People need to read it. Time is up. Anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on. Take care, everyone. Heads up. Something's coming. I can't tell you exactly what it is. And anyway, be prepared. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Take care. And we'll see you next time, the Lord is willing.